Luke wrote his gospel so that we would know at the very beginning that Jesus came to seek and save the lost. He states it right at the very beginning of the gospel. And that's exactly what happens in the early chapters of Luke. Jesus went around seeking and saving people that had physical ailments. In today's story, though, that we read from Luke, he moves on to beginning to save people who are social outcasts. And so today we're going to read the story of Levi in Luke 5, 27 through 32. After this, he went out and saw a tax collector named Levi sitting at the tax booth. And he said to him, "Follow me." And Levi got up, left everything, and followed him. And then Levi gave a great banquet for him in his house, and there was a large crowd of tax collectors and others sitting at the table with them. The Pharisees and their scribes were complaining to his disciples, saying, "Why do you eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners?" And Jesus answered, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick, I have come to call, not the righteous, but the sinners to repentance." The word of God for the people of God. I have always loved science fiction, and I actually love the science behind it. And so today I wanted to start with the space probe Pioneer 10. How many of you remember hearing about Pioneer 10 many years ago? 1972 when it launched, and its job was to fly to Jupiter and to collect data and information. We'd never sent anything that far away. The furthest away we'd gone back then was to Mars. And we were worried, the scientists were, because this probe, Pioneer 10, would have to go through the asteroid belt. You know, what if it was destroyed? What if something happened to it? But Pioneer 10 did a wonderful job. That's a picture that was sent back in 1974. We can see one of the moons of Jupiter there in that picture captured by Pioneer 10. It did a wonderful job, and when it finished that job, the gravity of Jupiter slingshot the probe Pioneer 10 around, and it was speeding away from Jupiter so fast that it went 1 billion miles away and took pictures and passed Saturn. And when it was 2 billion miles away, it was hurtling past Uranus. And it went past Neptune, which is about 3 billion miles away. And it went past Pluto, which is 4 billion miles away. By 1997, 25 years after its launch, Pioneer 10 was more than 6 billion miles from the sun, and it was only designed to go to Jupiter. They never imagined that it would be able to go out of our solar system. In January 23rd, 2003, we got the last transmission from Pioneer 10. And a spokesperson said this when they were sure that they weren't going to be able to establish contact again. They said, "Perhaps most remarkable about all this information that we got from Pioneer 10 was that it comes from a small 8-watt transmitter that is on the probe." 8 watts. The fellow pointed out that was about what the night light was in your room at night. Imagine a accomplishing so much with such a little bit of power. How much more could they have gotten if they had a 100-watt transmitter, right? And so Jim started out reading Psalm 144:3 when David wondered, you know, God, why do you want to use a regular, ordinary guy like me to do this work? You don't need, God, an 8-watt guy. You need a 100-watt person to do your ministry in the world. It's the same realization that astronaut Jim Lovell had with his thumb one day. Lovell was in orbit around the moon when he realized that if he held his thumb up in front of him, he could cover everything that he knew about Earth. In fact, the whole planet was blocked out by his thumb. That is what a low wattage my life really has. Yet, when I'm compared to God, sure, I have low wattage, but yet God desires to use me and to use you and to use David and to use all of us to help spread the gospel. Levi was a 8-watt guy, just like us. And he was, scholars think, following the crowd around with Jesus. You see, he had paid the Romans to sort of have a franchise on collecting taxes for them. And they figured out that if they sent Romans to collect the taxes, they would get killed. But if they hired a Jew to collect the taxes, they wouldn't, you know, be killed. And so he bought a franchise. And you know, another thing about him, his name, he's called Levi in the Bible. That probably means that he's from the tribe of Levi, which those people were supposed to grow up to be the priests at the temple. So we know that Levi's mama was not happy that he had a franchise collecting taxes. But there he was. Levi's mama would be happy at what was going to happen when he encountered Jesus. When he heard the words of Jesus and Jesus asked him to come and follow, that's exactly what he did. He was just like Peter, James, and John, who were regular 8-watt guys, and Jesus called them, and they left their fishing to fish for people, ordinary people. And one of the things that I like about this, Jesus asked Levi to follow him and help build the kingdom. These regular people, what did Jesus do with these people who were his disciples? He worked with them for 3 years. He trained them. And then he let them loose on the world. And look where we are today. These regular people that became Jesus' disciples. Jesus got done training them. And he shocked the religious, they shocked the religious leaders. I don't know if you've ever noticed this in Acts 4:13, but there are verses there. Now, when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and realized that they were uneducated and ordinary, parentheses, 8-watt men, close parentheses, they were amazed and recognized them as companions of Jesus. So my point is that God can use anybody. God can use all of us. Because the more time we spend with Jesus, the more that we study, the more that God can equip us to build the kingdom. But there are people sitting here with us right now today who don't think that they are important enough for God to pay attention to. And I don't think that's right. I let something slip by a minute ago, but I'm not going to let it go any further. I think the most interesting thing to me about what happened to those disciples is after 3 years of training, they were let loose on the world. How many of you have been Christians for 3 years? Quite a few of you. And how many of you have really found God's vision for your life and gone out into the world and begun to change it and build the kingdom? How many of you, after those 3 years were up, are still sitting in the pew and you have not yet identified with God what that ministry really should be? And if you haven't figured that out yet, then it's time to work on that. It's time to ask God in prayer in your life, God, what is your vision for my life and how can I serve? Because God has invested tools in you during this time of training, just like Jesus did with those disciples, okay? And He's been, if we go back to where we were when we called Peter, James, and John, you've got a tackle box that is full of tools, and God just wants you to get up out of the pew and go fish for people. And God's been equipping you with the tools that you need to be able to do that. God doesn't ask much. God just is asking you to go out and to do something. So the question that you have in your bulletin is, what did you do right after you became a Christian? And I ask that question today because I want us to look at what Levi did right after Jesus asked him to be a disciple. Levi hosted a banquet. He ate dinner. How many of you eat? You all eat. Yes. Every one of you eat. How many of you sometimes sit down to dinner? You know, at the table even. Yes, even that. Yes. I wonder if you actually could host a dinner. Okay? Could you find a time when you can invite some of your neighbors who don't go to church to come over, and you can invite some of your friends from here at church to come and sit down with you at your table? And what could you do? You could pray for your food and offer that testimony to your neighbors. What else could you do? Just share one story of a way that God has blessed you in your life. One story of your faith journey. And you know, it really doesn't even have to be you that shares the story. I mean, what did Levi do? Levi had Jesus share the faith story at his meal. I mean, you could do that. You could host a dinner. You could invite some neighbors over. People in the world today are searching. They're searching for what it is that's missing from their life. And I think here at Slash Church that, you know, we worry so much about how we're going to greet our visitors when they get here, that it's been a long time since we actually went out into the world and shared with people where they were. I mean, we can't just sit here and wait for people to come in that door so that we can then tell them about God. If we do that, we will not exist in a few years from now. There's got to be some way in the world that we live in today, with all of the things that are going on in it, that there is a neighborhood strategy of sharing God's love. We go out into the world, just as Luke was saying at the beginning of his gospel, and we find the lost and we show them what Christian hospitality looks like. They're searching for something. They don't perhaps know that it is Jesus and God's kingdom. Because we are just ordinary people, you know? We're regular people, but we eat. We could host a dinner. We can pray for our food. We can share a story or have someone share a story. God has a plan for you, a vision for your life. And look, I can't tell you even what the vision of Slash Christian Church should be, because it's up to us to pray and ask God what God's vision for our life is. But I wonder if we couldn't come up with a neighborhood strategy where we actually took God out into the world and shared something of our faith with people who just are sitting around our table experiencing what Christian hospitality is like. You know what? At the planning meeting back at the beginning of January, we actually began talking about this kind of a strategy. And we are planning to do something like this. So I am asking you to ask God if that's not something that you could do in your life. Find your ministry. Matthew, Levi, who would become Matthew, he just had a dinner. He just invited people over. He got the food together. That's all he did. Jesus came and was there. And many tax collectors learned what Christian hospitality was all about. Amen? Amen. We come to